from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspic. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. We're bridging the gap between what happens on the field and what happens in the front office. Coming up on today's show, we have some rumors swirling that the Giants are zeroing in on Joe Espada to be the next manager of the San Francisco Giants. Nothing has been officially announced yet, but we have a report that he is the favorite. We hear that he was in San Francisco on Wednesday for yet another interview, and so we'll talk all about that. And also want to use today as an opportunity to finally talk about this piece in The Athletic that I've been teasing all week, talking about the biggest needs of every National League team and how I thought that they botched the report for the San Francisco Giants. But first, the news of the day is definitely these rumors about Joe Espada and how he may be the favorite to get the managerial job for the Giants. So the way this has all gone down is that Mark Feinsand of MLB.com tweeted out yesterday that Joe Espada spent Wednesday having a second interview with the Giants in San Francisco per a source. Giants were impressed with Espada, and while no decision is imminent, one could come, quote, soon. And then later last night, Sarah Langs of MLB.com said, the Giants are now focused on Astros bench coach Joe Espada for their managerial opening above all other candidates, according to a source. So these are two reputable reporters here for MLB.com reporting that it does seem to be that the Giants are leaning towards Joe Espada. And honestly, I would suspect that the news is probably going to come out today. It just seems to be trending in that direction. So breaking down Feinsand's report a little closer, he says that Joe Espada was in San Francisco on Wednesday having a second interview, but I was under the impression that he already had his second interview last week, I think Friday of last week. So if he was in San Francisco again on Wednesday, that would be at least a third in-person interview. He had the one in the off day during the World Series, and then he had the one last Friday after the conclusion of the World Series, and then San Francisco again on Wednesday would be the third at least in-person interview with Espada, who also had a phone interview prior to the first in-person interview. So that's to be expected. We heard all along from Farhan Zaidi that this was going to be a intensive process, and we heard from that Baggerly article about the process Dave Roberts went through in LA when Farhan Zaidi was the GM, that it was a long and grueling process, but it appears that we're finally heading toward a resolution. So I don't normally do this, but we have a Twitter account from someone named Nick Pettisich, who claims to be good friends with Brandon Hyde, the manager of the Orioles, and he also says that Brandon Hyde is the brother-in-law of Joe Espada. So I'm sure I could fact-check that Hyde and Espada are brothers-in-law. And trust me, this is the first time I've ever come on a show and reported something that someone on Twitter with 10 followers is tweeting out. But actually, you know, reading through these tweets, it does seem to be a legitimate person making these claims. And actually, Henry Shulman of the San Francisco Chronicle followed this guy on Twitter, I believe at some point earlier today. So Shulman also showing a vote of confidence that this guy is legitimate. He says, quote, my longtime friend is Orioles manager Brandon Hyde. Brandon is also Joe Espada's brother-in-law. Brandon texted me Wednesday that Espada will be the next SF Giants manager. All that is left is negotiating terms. So just the combination of all three reports here, Feinsand, Sarah Lang saying the Giants are now focused on him, and then this guy just supporting those statements. I would never probably have said this if it wasn't for those other tweets from legitimate reporters, but everything does seem to be pointing in the direction of Joe Espada being named the next Giants manager. And again, I'm going to anticipate that that will be leaked and or announced today. So it was reported a couple days ago by the San Francisco Chronicle that the Giants were choosing between Espada, Gabe Kapler, and Matt Quatraro. And I think Giants fans have tended to want Joe Espada to be the one who emerges from those three candidates, and there seems to be a tremendous amount of alarm about the notion of Gabe Kapler being the next Giants manager. So I think if Espada is in fact the person the Giants elect to hire here, it'll be a popular choice among Giants fans. And we've also heard about potential coaching replacements as well among some of the prior candidates. Like, we heard that Clayton McCullough interviewed for the managerial position, but obviously is not a finalist, yet he was being pushed as a potential coach to the finalists if and when one of them is selected to be the manager. So it's entirely possible that someone like Kapler could be a part of a coaching staff or join the Giants in some kind of other role, because he's obviously currently unemployed. Quatraro, though, you know, as the bench coach for the Rays, probably wouldn't be able to leave unless he was getting a promotion. I don't fully know the details of his contract situation with the Rays at this time. But anyway, that's what we have for now. If the Giants do make a hire here, we'll probably do an emergency podcast, perhaps a second one coming out today on Friday, or even one coming out tomorrow on Saturday. Anyway, coming up in the second half of the show, we'll discuss this piece in The Athletic talking about the biggest needs for the Giants heading into the offseason and 2020, and why I think they completely botched where the Giants kind of stand as an organization. So that's all coming up next. But first, we talk about baseball performance all the time on this show, but what about performance in the bedroom? That's right, BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew is the first chewable with the same active FDA-approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work. They can be taken anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Yes, I actually know someone who has tried this product, and they have extremely positive things to report about its effectiveness. The best part about Blue Chew is that it's prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so there's no more visit to the doctor's office, waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness around this topic. Blue Chew is made in the United States and prepares and shipped direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit www.bluechew.com and get your first shipment free when you use special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB, and try it. It's free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Okay, as promised, we're finally going to talk about this piece in The Athletic talking about the biggest needs for every team in the National League. This piece appeared in The Athletic on November 1st, and it is by Cliff Corcoran. So just some appropriate background on this piece. He wrote about every single team in the National League here. So clearly, you know, coming from a bit of a distance and not being able to fully dive into the actual on-the-ground situation for these teams. And I think that definitely shows in the analysis for the San Francisco Giants. First of all, he lists a 2020 realistic objective. And that objective, according to Corcoran, is to start the rebuild. He lists the Giants' free agents, and the first person he lists is right-handed pitcher Madison Bumgarner. So that tells me right away we're a little bit out of touch with the San Francisco Giants calling Bumgarner a right-handed pitcher. He then goes on to list the Giants' biggest need as prospects. He says, now that Bruce Bochy and Madison Bumgarner are gone, it's time for the Giants and president of baseball operations Farhan Zaidi to start rebuilding in earnest. The Giants had the fourth worst farm system in baseball coming into the 2019 season per Baseball Prospectus. So right away, I mean, the idea that they need to start the rebuild now and that 2019 was just a completely wasted season, I guess, and they basically need to start from scratch in 2020 is just something I don't agree with. And then pointing out that they had the fourth worst farm system in baseball coming into the 2019 season is just a completely lazy kind of evaluation of their current farm system, looking at what they were entering last season, because it completely ignores the fact that several of their top prospects had great developmental years, and their farm system has gone from one of the worst in baseball to now soundly middle of the pack and trending upwards. According to Fangraphs, the Giants have the 14th best farm system. So going from fourth worst to 14th best is a huge jump. And they've got several intriguing prospects creeping towards the high levels of the minors. Joey Bart and Elliot Ramos ended the season in Double A, participated in the Arizona Fall League. Marco Luciano looks like a potential top 10 prospect with continued development. Hunter Bishop was a high upside piece they got in the 2019 draft. We have exciting projections for Logan Webb and Sean Jelly. The Giants added Mauricio Dubon, who slots in as a top 10 prospect for them. There's just a lot of good happening right now with the Giants farm system. And so the idea that all they need is prospects and that, you know, their farm system is bad based on where it was to start the 2019 season is just completely out of touch. Which, again, I don't really blame him. This was an assignment that probably was too tall of a task to go into that much detail about all the National League teams. So he then goes on to say, the exciting young rookies are neither that young nor that exciting. Derek Rodriguez, 2018's breakout Tyro, was sub-replacement level in 2019 and will turn 28 in June. This year's phenom, Mike Yastrzemski, is already 29. There's no future or present, for that matter, on this roster. He then goes on to say that Yastrzemski is basically obsolete because of his age of 29, and that the targets for the Giants moving forward should be a top five draft pick in the 2021 draft, essentially saying that they should just start tanking and accumulating high draft picks. I thought that in 2019, they actually did turn a corner a little bit and start to uncover some pieces that help their present situation and don't harm them any in the future. And then they have intriguing top prospects coming up in Bart, Ramos, continued development from Luciano, and then Hunter Bishop as well, and some exciting young pitchers coming through the system as well. And then just this notion in baseball that it's a good idea to just completely lose on purpose just to acquire a top draft pick. I mean, the Giants had the second overall pick a couple years ago, and it's not like that immediately translated to better results and a seriously better long-term outlook. I don't think you tank an entire season just to get a Joey Bart, because history has showed us that, you know, top talents can come in the draft at any point. Mike Trout was, what, the 25th overall selection. Walker Buehler, just thinking of recent Dodgers drafts, was drafted in the late first round as well. So it's not all about just getting a top five draft pick. And I thought the product on the field improved pretty dramatically in 2019 over 2018 and 2017. And the Giants basically just showed an ability to uncover some hidden talent in the form of Alex Dickerson, Mike Yastrzemski. They had a nice year out of Kevin Pillar. Mauricio Dubon showed a lot of upside. They uncovered some really interesting bullpen pieces. Tyler Rogers, Stephen Vogt was a nice pickup. I mean, I could go on and on. They improved the quality of the team on the field. They played well for a stretch. And I think we're just going to continue to see that type of development as their young prospects come along. So there's just no way they're going to tank on purpose and that now is time to start the rebuild. It's just not going to happen, nor is it a good idea. So anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Remember, to get this show every weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Caspick. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Caspick with two Ks. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again on Monday, unless, of course, we have some huge news to report over the weekend, in which case we'll be back with another episode before Monday. So look out for that if anything does go down. So until then, we'll see you next time.